On Tuesday, 25 years to the day after he won the Kentucky Derby, Seattle Slew died in his stall at Hillendale Farm in Lexington, Kentucky. The Triple Crown winner was 28 years old and much celebrated by his many admirers. Excessively so, some might say, but not commentator Bill Littlefield.
Whether Seattle Slew really was courageous, determined, and resourceful is beside the point. People who rode against him, cheered for him, bet on him, and wrote about him chose to regard the horse in those terms, just as admirers of many of the most successful thoroughbreds, Secretariat affirmed, you pick your favorite, have chosen to attribute human qualities to the horses they admired. And why not? Seattle Slew didn't seem to mind. The stories of the humans who decided where Slew would run and whether to try to buy each other out are muddled, full of disagreement, rife with charges of stupidity, greed, drunkenness, and cruelty, as human stories often are. In contrast, the story of Seattle Slew himself is happily uncomplicated. He ran and he won right through the three Triple Crown races of 1977, and because he'd done nothing but win before the Kentucky Derby, Slew became the only undefeated Triple Crown champ. Later, he lost a few. Over his career, he finished first in 14 of 17 races, with over $1.2 million in winnings. Not bad for 1977-78. Not bad for a horse that originally sold as a colt for $17,500. Not bad for an animal once so clumsy that his first trainer nicknamed him Baby Huey. In 1981, Seattle Slew was elected to the Racing Hall of Fame, but he needn't depend on a bronze plaque for immortality. Through 2000, he had sired 92 stakes winners. So, courageous, determined, resourceful, sure. Not only that, Seattle Slew never so much as ran a red light. He never gave anybody along the rail the finger. Even on the rare occasions when he lost, he never challenged an official's decision or offered an excuse. If he did drugs, it was somebody else's idea. In some circles, he might be regarded as promiscuous, but that was somebody else's idea, too, and he was never slapped with a paternity suit, let alone accused of abuse or non-support. Somebody once told me that a horse's brain is about the size of a walnut, so if Seattle Slew was courageous, determined, and resourceful, he probably didn't know it. That shouldn't be held against him, though. Nobody holds the inability to read or reason against human champs when they hand out the cash, which is not to say that there are no role models out there among the two-legged athletes, but only to suggest that in the wake of Slew's death, as a role model, he might be just fine.
The comments of Bill Littlefield, host of Only a Game, produced at member station WBUR in Boston. His most recent book is called The Circus in the Woods.